It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Farad.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Two members of Wisconsin's Latino business community say that President Trump's tax and immigration policies are hurting the state's Latino businesses.
We'll hear from one of the founders of a pop-up marketplace for Latina businesses in Milwaukee on how economic and political tensions are affecting their work.
But first, the Madison-based Wisconsin Latino Chamber of Commerce wants to expand statewide to support and represent the interests of Latino businesses in all corners of the state. Juan Corpus is the chamber's executive director. Juan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Kate. Happy to be here.
Your chamber is offering resources and training and access to capital to aspiring Latino business owners. What do Latino entrepreneurs encounter in getting their businesses off the ground in Wisconsin?
That's a very heavy question. I think there's a lot of challenges, especially right now in the current environment. But the first two things that I would say would be education, knowing where to start. Every business industry is different. So if I am in the service industry, I need to understand what the service industry looks like. I can't copy from perhaps a different industry. There are different challenges with that. And then capital is, I think, on every business owner, regardless of community, is will always be a challenge. Where to go, how to prepare when you do have a resource, how to prepare your necessary documents or your business plan in order to seek that funding or that capital to help your business grow.
You want to expand the chamber's offerings outside of the Madison area. What do entrepreneurs encounter outside of Dane County?
So I think there's a lot of similar threads. So I'm born and raised in Green Bay, and I've seen the Latino business community grow significantly in Northeast Wisconsin. And being here with the chamber over the last 4 months, I see a lot of similarities. So it's the education, it's the understanding of the structures. So whether it's permits or certifications, depending on their industry, capital will continue to be, again, another opportunity. Where to go. What you'll see in a lot of Latino businesses is they do tend to rely on a lot of their savings. And if you ask any sort of successful entrepreneur, you'll understand that that's not the path you should go. Because if for whatever reason you encounter some challenges, you've now drained really your only safety net that you have.
So much risk involved as well. You know, how big of an issue then are lines of credit and getting loans from banks in order for, you know, Latino entrepreneurs to really get that business off the ground?
Yeah, there's significant challenges. And again, I think regarding our community, there's two things I'll highlight. One is, again, just understanding the process to get lines of credits, loans. There's a lot of opportunity for us to expand education in that space. And then also transparently, there are some folks in regards to their status. And there are certain financial institutions, unfortunately, that do not work with those folks that are working with status questions. And so that becomes another barrier as well.
The Trump administration has really aggressively stepped up immigration enforcement in cities all over the country. As you're aware, the White House has sweeping tariffs as a centerpiece of its economic agenda. Are these policies affecting Latino business owners, you know, you work with through your organization?
Yes, I would say in two ways. I think from a tariff perspective, those downstream impact costs impact Latino businesses like all the other businesses, you know, just higher costs for those resources to build or make our products becomes higher. Then that cost has to be passed off to somebody else, which is normally the consumer. And then you have the immigration piece, and that has stoked a lot of fear within the Latino community. So we've seen less people come through the door in the past, be willing to be out in the streets, to go certain places. So I think it's incumbent on us as community leaders, community organizations, to make sure that we're offering different channels and platforms for folks to access that information. So that's why I'm happy that the Chamber, even prior to me coming, does offer a lot of online and virtual connections and virtual channels for both our members and community to access.
But a brick and mortar business is still going to need customers. It's still going to need that foot traffic. Is that a challenge? Is that a barrier?
Yes. Anecdotally, I have certain community members, friends, where they are now acting as the drivers, the chauffeurs for whether it's family members or close friends that are scared to go out there. So that limits that traffic, those folks walking in the door. You're going to see just unfortunately less patronage because folks are very scared, unfortunately, to go outside. And one little spark or one little news story, whether it's in another state or in another town, you recognize that could be right outside your door. So that does limit folks wanting to go out and patronize, go out and access resources.
Let's look more closely at Latino businesses in the supply chain. You've said you want to create more of these pathways so that these businesses can get access to bigger contracts or perhaps federal contracts. What new ways do you see to help Latino businesses get off the ground in that respect with these potential contracts?
Yeah, so I think for me, and I know I mentioned this in a couple of other conversations, it is who you know. It is surrounding yourself with different voices. So networking is going to be essential to understand both the structure and the process, but also to become aware of those opportunities for different contracts. There are many resources out there that do provide that guidance on how to do it. But I think, again, part of our mission or part of our role as a chamber is to make sure that information is getting to our members and our community. And again, networking is going to be essential. And again, looking at it as marketing, it's expanding your business profile, expanding your brand. But really, networking is going to give you two things. It's going to amplify your business, but then two, it's going to make you aware and put resources and opportunities in front of you that traditionally or historically you might not have had the access to.
I wonder if you've seen changes in Wisconsin's Latino business community since you were a child, and what generational changes have you noticed?
Yeah, well, definitely growing up in Northeast Wisconsin, there weren't any Latino businesses up in Northeast Wisconsin growing up. We had to travel to Milwaukee or Chicago to purchase things that we weren't able to purchase in Northeast Wisconsin. So just the sheer number of businesses that have propped up over the last 20 to 30 years has expanded. Even though we've seen that growth, we still don't see the match compared to the other communities or the traditional entrepreneurs. So that would be the first thing, is just the sheer volume that we're seeing, which again is continuing to grow. The second thing that I would say is we do see a lot of heavy involvement in both the construction, hospitality, food services, seem to be a large number of businesses, but we are starting to see that younger generation in more expansive businesses. There's a business out in Fond du Lac that's a metal fabrication company owned by a Latina. There's a cultural therapy organization in Northeast Wisconsin that's owned by a Latina. So there's one in Madison here. There's a marketing company that's owned here, that's Latino owned. So we're starting to see us branch out as a community into these other industries. And so again, it's incumbent upon the chamber to help amplify those stories and show this next generation that there are more opportunities to have a business besides what maybe we grew up with, which is a grocery store or a cleaning service or a construction business or a lawn business. All great industries that if you want to continue to go to, but we also want to offer the opportunity to do more.
Juan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
That is Juan Corpus, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Latino Chamber of Commerce. The chamber is working to expand its services statewide. Now to Milwaukee, where Latina entrepreneurs are working together to support each other and their small businesses. A pop-up marketplace called Mercadera Market is creating connections for aspiring Latina small business owners. Co-founder Natalie Andrade joins us. Natalie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You and your co-founder, Gale Montes, have connected with thousands of Latina entrepreneurs and hundreds of businesses since you both founded this market in 2021. Why is this marketplace needed now?
It's really important right now with the political climate to just stand our ground and really put ourselves out there. We are a very important part of the community. We bring a lot of economics and ideas and culture, and we feel that now more than ever is the time to show who we are and what we bring to the table.
I'm thinking about the word mercadera, female merchant in Spanish. What is the impact of this word, and why did you choose it?
Honestly, when we were doing the creative process of the brand, we just wanted a word that was going to be really strong. This is not a word that's a part of our dictionary. Most of our Spanish words are very like gender neutral, but we really wanted to put the emphasis on the A at the end. Like, this is a female organization. And when you pronounce it, it's just like very strong and bold. And that's exactly what we wanted to portray. Like, we Latinas are strong and bold, and we show up and do great things.
Can you walk us through one of these markets and what kinds of businesses and vendors that we would encounter?
Yeah, sure. We've been doing markets for about 4 years. We've been at amazing places, from Zocalo Food Truck Park to the Marcus Center of Performing Arts, Pfizer Forum during Bucks games. We've been at the Brewer Stadium, so American Family Field. This weekend, we were just at the UW Panther Arena during the Admirals game. And just in the community, a couple of the vendors that attend our markets are jewelry makers, pottery makers, candles. Some make like beauty products, or some just export artisan goods from our country and resell like the true artisan work that our family members back in our country process and create.
Has there been a growing interest to be a part of this type of market?
I would say definitely. Honestly, when we started Mercadera, we did it because it was towards the end of the pandemic. A lot of Latinas were finding other ways to bring revenue to their homes. Many of them had lost their jobs. But nowadays, it's more like, oh, I can have a full-time job and also have a part-time business and bring even more revenue into our family by attending pop-up markets such as Mercadera Market.
Yeah, so these are sometimes side hustles of real value to families.
100%. And even like the moms that don't have that full-time job, that are just like 100% stay-at-home moms, having a small business just really creates them like a sense of growth and aspiration and accomplishment, and also like an example to their kids, like that you can be a multitasker and do it and still follow your dreams while being a mom and being fully immersed with kids' activities and, you know, the daily life.
I understand that part of Mercadera isn't just hosting these markets, but it's also providing support and connecting entrepreneurs with educational and financial resources. Can you talk about what resources are needed?
Yeah. So we like to host workshops. We run surveys with our vendors and say like, hey, you know, like, what are you needing the most? Right now, I feel like what they need the most is, yes, financial literacy. I don't think we learn enough at school or outside of school. So we partner up with a couple local banks, and we bring professionals to talk about financial literacy in many aspects. And then another need is social media and marketing and how to put their brand out there and how to do media growth where every day we're on our phone. So it's like, how can I sell my project virtually too?
Can we talk about the current climate? The Trump administration has made really sudden changes to trade policy, to immigration policies. You know, there are tariffs, there's an expansion of immigration arrests. I'm wondering, are these policies affecting the business owners that you bring together?
100%, yes. And honestly, haven't hosted as many markets as we did in the past. There have been years where we've hosted more than 30 markets a year and just providing safe spaces for women to show up and sell their goods. But now we've found that people aren't attending to support local talent as much as they used to. One, because, you know, people may be afraid of showing up in public spaces. But two, also the economy. People need to save for just general expenses. And we've just noticed an increase, decrease on how much parents and just the community at large are spending for fun activities such as like a pop-up market. So we've pivoted and, you know, try to be innovative and find other ways to still support our vendors, but there has definitely been a decrease in support.
I'm thinking about how pop-up markets are also a big draw in the holiday season. These other challenges could have an impact on what you do in the holiday season.
Yes, yes. I feel that one, just for vendors that are exporting goods, I was just talking to one yesterday. He's had packages on hold since, I think, August, he mentioned, and he hasn't been able to ship new merchandise to sell. But then also, you know, just this sky's like prices rising with the tariffs and how much the investment has to be greater and the revenue is not coming in. So yeah, hard times.
With all of this, how could Milwaukee or the state of Wisconsin better support Latina businesses?
I think opening more spaces, and the way that we try to do it is, you know, we try to make it a plan where it's a win-win for everyone. But it's important that we open up our spaces to local vendors at no cost or like very low fees. Maybe being creative, like if you own a coffee shop, who in your coffee shop can you invite to support a local business? As within the city, providing more grant opportunities. Right now, those are very low and no one's talking about them. And what we used to obtain support, we no longer have those opportunities. So somehow finding ways to continue supporting through grants and scholarships and low interest loans for business owners.
Natalie, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for providing the space and, you know, allowing us to share our story.
Natalie Andrade is a co-founder of Mercadera Market. It's a pop-up marketplace that showcases Latina businesses and services in the Milwaukee area. Earlier, we spoke with Juan Corpus, executive director of the Wisconsin Latino Chamber of Commerce, about their work to expand support for Latino entrepreneurs across the state.